This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora Police Officer Nathan Woodyard took the witness stand in his own defense Wednesday. He's on trial for his role in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Woodyard told the jury that if he could go back in time, he would handle the entire encounter with McClain differently. The prosecution focused on the suspended Aurora police officer's training. State Attorney Jason Slothauer questioned whether Woodyard used de-escalation methods when he approached McClain.
When he says, please respect the boundaries that I'm speaking, you didn't ask him, how can I respect your boundaries?
No.
Instead, you responded with a threat to change the situation.
Yes.
McClain was eventually injected with the powerful sedative ketamine. He later died at the hospital. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado is on track to fully fund schools for the first time in more than a decade. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports the governor's proposed budget would eliminate a long-standing shortfall.
Lawmakers have been using a legal euphemism to fund schools at a lower rate than the state constitution requires. It's the budget stabilization factor, but next year the so-called BS factor may be no more, Democratic Governor Jared Polis.
The highlight of this budget in many ways is full funding of our public schools, and we're excited to invest in reducing class size and paying teachers better.
Lawmakers from both parties applauded the funding increase, which they've also been pushing for. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The U.S. House today could consider $14 billion for Israel. The bill has support from Colorado Republicans, including Representative Lauren Boebert. Democrat Jason Crow says he supports Israel but won't vote for this bill.
This actually undermines U.S. national security. It undermines Israeli national security, and it undermines our very important goal of protecting civilians and innocents.
The White House has issued a veto threat against the bill. It's mostly sunny across Colorado again today. Temperatures a little warmer, into the 60s along the Front Range in Denver and Colorado Springs. Mountain highs in the 40s and 50s this afternoon. This is CPR News.